This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Glad to have you with us here on the second week of September.
I know, right? It came so the first weekend was that sneaky little Labor Day weekend, threw us all off.
How dare it? Who allowed that? I'd like to have words with that person.
Right.
How was your? We're cruising right along into September. Of course, football season has started, and there's all sorts of chaos and just shenanigans going on with the Patriots and who they've hired and everything that's going on there. Now, did you lose Blake to the TV on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because obviously I know he's going to be watching every Patriots game, but that was at night and my son was really excited. My husband the whole weekend was saying, oh, it's going to be football on Sunday, all day football. So that's what happened. It was from 1 o'clock on. The boys were camped out in front of the television, just loving on the games and checking out all the scores. And this is my son is six. So he has no clue what's going on, but he's already able to read some of the words on the screen, understand the colors of the different teams. And yeah, but that was my Sunday afternoon, which is totally fine, especially because it was opening Sunday. How about you?
Yeah, I only watched the Patriots game at night. And so the drama, forget about the whole personnel thing. I don't know if you heard this, but apparently there was some drama at the stadium when they went to do because it was the banner reveal and mm-hmm. they streamed it. Because the networks really, they have so much programming built in prior to, and that's really just a private event for the fans or the stadium, the team rather. So apparently, if you watched it online, whether it be Patriots.com, Facebook, or YouTube, wherever you streamed it for free, you heard the entire program in crystal clear audio.
Oh.
But apparently the amplifiers at the stadium crashed. They went down. So they had Godsmack playing. Yes, Godsmack. I don't understand
that
really
choice. Yeah.
Weird that, and they played a song called Legend, Heroes Fall, Legends Rise or something like that. Okay. Whatever it is. But that was the song they played through the whole thing. And of course they brought all the trophies out. Then they revealed the banners, but there were people who were tweeting saying, you can kind of hear the band playing, but it sounds like they're playing in a hallway. And they had this massive imagery projected onto the field with this, this portable screen that people were holding and, the banner drop and all the fireworks. But apparently it was to very, very low music there. And I mean, you've been a performer a long time, as I have. It's tough when you don't have that sound behind.
Oh,
you need that wall of
gosh.
Sound. If you don't have it, forget it. It's impossible to get people pumped.
Yes, seriously, especially at that large of a number of people in the stadium.
I was watching. I'm like, I didn't know this till after the fact, but I'm watching. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, these people are kind of calm.
Kind of mellow for being Pats fans.
They're kind of, this is supposed to be the end of the day here. People are supposed to be really cutting loose and wild. Like, this is, big.
Yep.
And, it was kind of just
oh, no. What a disaster. Someone got fired for sure after that.
Yeah, well, something happened. Who knows? But regardless, whatever it is. But, now that football season's back, we'll try to be respectful, ladies and gentlemen, of your Sunday schedule if you are a big football fan. And by that, I mean, I will give you events that necessarily don't interfere with the game. And Mary, you really could care less.
That's it. That's it. I'll watch it. I'll participate. But I also like to take advantage of the quiet Sundays when I get to do whatever I want because everybody's off the road.
I hear you. No, that's the best time to go grocery shopping. I've told my wife. I'm like, if you got a store to go to, go during a Patriots game because nobody else is out. So
that's right.
But Well, hey, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, maybe you are walking up and down the aisles while listening to this while somebody else is home or somewhere else watching the Patriots game. You're enjoying it by yourself. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary. I know they got pumpkin spice back. But ease me in, please, gently. Ease me into the transitioning of the seasons here.
Seriously, man, there is pumpkin spice, everything. And if you have not yet purchased your pumpkins to don your doorstep, don't worry, because there are lots of fall festivals coming for you in all places of the state. I just wanted to list off a couple of them in case you are someone who really wants to get into the autumnal spirit. We often like to refer to this part of the year as Obi-Wan Kenobi season. Oh, no, Han Solo season. Sorry, I'm thinking of a different person. Han Solo season, because in Star Wars, Han Solo wears high boots, like riding boots, and a vest. Oh. And that's pretty much what many women wear come September and October. They wear skinny jeans or leggings tucked into high boots with a nice shirt underneath and a kind of vest on top. So they all look like Han Solo walking around. So I bet you're going to be seeing a lot of ladies dressed similar to Han Solo at the Slater Park Fall Festival. This, of course, takes place in Pawtucket. It's going on the 14th through the 15th, so all, you know, both days of the weekend. It's just going to be an amazing outlet for original art, hand-painted signs, beautiful upcycled decor. This is a big time when people start to really dress up their doorstep. So that's why I was saying, like, if you haven't gotten your pumpkins yet, people like to put up nice big fall signs. Maybe they get a scarecrow. They might get a big hay bale. I mean, it's really unbelievable the amount of decor that people do this time of year, but I think it's because all the flowers are dying, so they want to, you know, zhuzh it up a little bit.
Sure.
And there will be the Rhode Island Philharmonic Pops concert is going to be taking place there as well at 2 p.m., I believe, on Sunday. So that's the Slater Park Fall Festival.
Wow.
And then, in a different area, the let's think about this, East Bay, so Bristol's going to be having...
You got Blackstone Valley covered.
Yep.
Now we're going to East Bay.
And now we're going to go to the East Bay because they are going to have their second annual State Street Fair and Arts Festival there. Oh. Same kind of thing, guys. Music, arts, craft vendors, delicious food from all your local favorite restaurants. There's a free children's arts and craft table as well as face painting. So if you've got little ones, this is a great place to go. But it's another wonderful idea if you're someone like me who does start to do their Christmas shopping a little bit on the earlier side. You could find some really unique gifts there. So that's taking place only on Saturday from 10 to 5 over on State Street. So awesome. That is, that's the wicked interesting listing this week. And now, here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
Our good friends over the Academy Players of Rhode Island have launched their 2019-2020 season, and they are kicking it off with Imaginary, a new musical. It's new.
Tell me more. Well, I love
exciting.
Musicals.
It's funny. It's inspiring. And it's about the wonder of childhood, the power of imagination, and what it means to grow up. So there's a couple characters. Milo, he's the only friend to Sam. And they spend all their time together using their imaginations to transform their world into a place of adventure and excitement. But as Sam's first day at a new school approaches, his mother worries that Milo is holding her son back, stopping him from growing up. So school turns to be, you know, full of surprises and secrets. And, you know, you got a cast of adults and kids. It's really going to be, focused like, on enduring friendship. With otherworldly twists and turns. And folks, if you've never been to the Academy Players of Rhode Island, first and foremost, shame on you. And what are you thinking? What's wrong with you?
Seriously.
Get over there. It's a beautiful, beautiful little, theater. It seats, I want to say like 200 or so, maybe a little bit more.
Nice.
I could be wrong. My apologies to Frank O'Donnell and Rita Murray and all the folks over there. If it's more or less, I could be, just completely overloading them. But, they really do have a phenomenally talented staff over there. So, that's happening. It's going on now, and it'll be going on for the next couple weeks. So check that out.
Very cool. Taking place this Saturday from noon until 10:30 at night is the 2019 Rhode Island Music and Arts Festival. This is happening at the beautiful India Point Park in Providence, and it is the second time they're having this festival, obviously. Because it's in a city park, there's not necessarily parking available, so just keep that in mind, you know, when you're trying to head on over to the east side of Providence, make sure that you're going to allow some time for parking. But it's a really incredible day full of tons of live local music and great arts taking place. Once again, there's going to be food going on there. You do need to purchase your ticket, so I would recommend that you would purchase them online, just so that way it can be done in advance. And this is an event that you can bring your dog. So if you're a dog parent, a fur mama, fur daddy, you can come on as long as the dog is on a leash. Bring over some chairs if you'd like. There's going to be lots of great things taking place. But once again, it is the Rhode Island Music and Arts Festival happening Saturday at India Point Park in Providence.
Awesome. Hey, big event. This is going to be I believe, if memory serves correct, I think this is the third annual. It is the Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival, the PawSox Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival, happening at McCoy Stadium on Saturday from 6:30 to 10 p.m. There are some VIP tickets left and available, and that is this is great because they actually do it inside the park. It's not like out in the parking lot. They actually do it inside the ballpark. The food trucks are all around the warning track, and if you go there with yourself, your friends, your family, mm-hmm. you sit on the grass.
Oh, cool.
In the outfield. So you can bring a blanket. A lot of people like to take their shoes off and walk and enjoy the soft grass because it's an amazing surface. Matt McKinnon does a wonderful job over there. He's the ground superintendent. But it's in conjunction with our good friend Eric over there at PBD Food Truck Events. And this will feature 26 different food trucks, 30 craft breweries. And
30.
Yeah, 30.
Oh,
and I'm told that each craft brewery is going to be displaying at least two different brews. So you have like insane amount of options, and it's going to be awesome. So your VIP or your general admission gives you a $5 food truck voucher, 10 2-ounce drink tickets to sample the various breweries. You get tickets to see the PawSox next year, and it's awesome. It's really cool. So again, this is something that's it's just a great time. It's a great place to go. You'll have music, you know, live music. You'll have, you know, famous artists playing on the video board and over the speakers and everything. It's just a really great, great event there. And you know, I'm just looking at the various food trucks that are out there. High Stakes, the Haven Brothers truck, Kona Ice, Mamita's, Ming's Asian Street Food. I mean, just so much. Poco Loco.
So much variety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge. Huge.
I'm drooling
already. So that is happening. That is happening on Saturday. You don't want to miss that. What else we got?
Awesome. So this Friday, in case you guys were unaware, it's Friday the 13th, the day after this episode releases. And if you have not yet chosen to do anything a little spooky, but you want to, you're in luck, because Revival Brewing Company in Cranston is having the PVD Horror Friday the 13th in 3D. Just in case, whoa, like you wanted to get the ultimate horror experience, and there's a lot of horror movie buffs out there. If you wanted to get like really, really into it, hey, there's nothing like horror in 3D, I guess. So they are going to have some old school paper glasses. If you have your own 3D glasses, like the old school pair that's red on one side, blue on the other, you can feel free to bring them, but they are going to have tons of them there. And there is a small entrance fee, but it's a donation, actually. So okay. I guess it's not necessarily a fee. It's a donation, like whatever you want. And this goes to the Providence Animal Rescue League. And for those of you who have never been to the Providence Animal Rescue League, let me tell you, I love it. I got one of my cats there. Huge, huge fan. So if you're just looking for something to do on Friday the 13th in the horror kind of theme, this is the perfect place to go. Head on over to Revival Brewing Company in Cranston.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah, that's everything.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I thought
we had more. I thought that, well, we do have more, folks. Mary, cue the music.
Here we go.
I just start running away and not thinking, much like the people who will be doing so this weekend at the Providence Improv Fest.
Look at that transition. 16th Look at
annual.
You.
I mean, you might think I talk for a living, Mary. The 16th annual Providence Improv Fest will be taking place the 12th through the 14th. So literally the day that this podcast drops, right through the weekend. And this is you know, in our Wicked Family Friendly segment, mm-hmm. you're probably thinking, well, gee, you know, in improv shows, those are usually for adults. Au contraire, my friend. On Saturday, it is a pay-what-you-can family-friendly show at 5 p.m.
Nice.
And then the rest of the craziness starts. And this is taking place at a few different locations. They'll be between AS220's main stage. They'll have stuff at the Black Box Theater. They'll have, you know, just... They just do different locations and whatnot. But there's a bunch of different... There's a bunch of different... Let's see. There's a bunch of different elements to it, okay? Mm. I guess that's the best way. And if you go to the website, they tell you kind of the topics and just kind of the focuses that are happening there. But it's going to be fun. It's
awesome.
Going to be great. And you're not going to want to miss this. You know, Amy Potts from Light Rock 105 is a good friend of mine. She talks about how improv has really, you know, it helped her get a job in radio and mm-hmm. you know, over you know, she's been doing it for a long time, and how it just helps you to think. She's funny. She's, you know, she's been into show business pretty much her whole life between dance and everything. But, you know, the improv she accredits to really making an impact on how she communicates and what she does, you know, on the radio and stuff. So definitely want to check that out. That's happening, like I said, it's happening the 12th through the 14th. It's the 16th annual Providence Improv Fest. Yes, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you are never more than 18 and a half miles from Massachusetts, Connecticut, or the ocean. Mary?
Yes.
This weekend starts a huge, massive, massive event. The Biggie.
I've never been.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. And I'm like, a, you know, a lifelong Rhode Islander. Like, I could have easily gone, and I've never been to the Big E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the last episode of Wicked Roadie. I can't believe it. I'm so, how have I been to something? You're supposed to culture me.
I know. So can you tell me what it's like? Because I see the signs on the highway all the time.
It's
I hear
huge.
People say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to the Big E. And I'm like, I have no flipping idea. I just know that people eat a lot of food.
Yes.
But I do not understand what the Big E is.
It's massive. It is the Big E. Back in the day, it was the Eastern States Exposition. Now they just call it the Big E. And there is entertainment. There are shows. There is music. There are animals. There are, yes, there is food. There's shopping. There's museums. There's the Avenue of States. This is, of course, the Big E for New England. So there are states for each building. Each state has a building there on the Avenue of States, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. You will often find me in the Connecticut one because they make the special lobster roll that I like.
Nice.
No mayonnaise.
Oh,
hot with butter. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, butter.
Hot with butter. Oh, my goodness. on a hot dog roll, or, you know, that perfect, like, toasted.
Yes.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
I tend to sneak away from the missus during this and be like, oh, yeah, I got to go find a restroom. I'll be back. And, you know, hit me.
Go to
give
Connecticut.
Me another one. Yeah. Hit me another one there, Connecticut. Let's go. But they have, like, all the cider donuts. They have the they'll have a lot of livestock and agriculture there. The America's Show Camels will be there. A good friend of mine, Ryan Henning, he owns the American Show Camels. He travels all over the country. These camels are absolutely stunning. And he works with
them.
What
do show camels do? How are they different than a zoo camel?
Well, he actually, believe it or not, he owns, I forget how many camels he owns. He travels with a certain amount, but a lot of zoos and stuff, and this is kind of getting beyond the point there, but a lot of zoos, the animals there are on loan from owners.
Okay.
The animals are on loan there from various owners and stuff,
yeah.
and whatnot. And so his you know, they do the various, you know, behaviors that they would do, you know, whether it be running side by side or how do they sleep, how do they, mm-hmm. you know, what have you. He trucks in 30 massive tractor trailer loads of like triple screened sand, which is like the softest, soft sand.
Yep.
For these camels, and they're beautiful, well taken care of. I mean, they get better health care than you and I do. they really do. And so he's there with, you know, the camel shows, and you know, it's a really good learning experience. Mm-hmm. They'll have the livestock there. Mary, if you've ever wanted to purchase a hot tub, that's the place to do it.
Because
with your $10 ticket for parking, you know, to park for $10, you got like $100 off the hot tub. I mean, what's the deal? Take this ticket. Some places will even give you $500 off a hot tub. So there you go. But you know, it's like take the biggest county fair you've ever gone to.
Okay.
And
I've been to like the Washington County Fair.
Multiply that by about 10.
What?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Huge. They have a circus there. They have circus. Yes. They have a legit circus. A good time there as well. So you, mm-hmm. you have plenty of things to do. They have car shows. They have all sorts of stuff happening. So we'll have the link on our website of how to get there. But I just wanted to let everybody know that Ed is going on the 13th through the 29th. Where is the Big E? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. It's in Springfield, Massachusetts. So it's
That's
a little...
That's wicked far.
It is, but it's well worth it. Mm-hmm. You will get in. You will get out. It is
but
a
it's
wonderful...
like, is it a day trip thing? Do you go to the Big E and you stay over there, or do you come back? Okay.
You can do either or. You can do either or. We're looking to do it with Little Foster Man, and it'll probably be, you know, we'll probably just go for half a day, mm-hmm. and we're only going to hit the stuff that's pertinent to him.
Yeah.
But you, with your kids, their age, that is an all-day affair.
Awesome.
And you just make sure that Blake and you have plenty of coffee on the way home because you'll be tired driving back. You can get a hotel in the area. Of course, there is lodging available. But
nice.
It is. Oh,
this is now on my fall bucket list. I felt like I needed, I was missing out on something, I know what it is.
Yeah, you got to go. I mean, when an event like the Big E has over 230,000 followers on Facebook, you got to go.
You know it's good.
You know, that's huge.
We here at Wicked Rudy are proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities for you and your loved ones to volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do we have up first, Ben?
Mary, the JCs of Kent County, which is West Warwick, they are having their National Public Lands Day volunteers join the JCs for the National Public Lands Day at the Arboretum River Point Park on Saturday, September 21st. Yes, it is a little ways away, but we want you to be prepared. They need volunteers from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to help with landscaping, planting flowers, trimming trees, painting fences. You know, they're getting it ready for fall. So
yeah.
Families with children who are 10 and older are welcome. You know, it's not every day we have stuff for a 10-year-old or older. So this is a cool thing if you're in that range right there. But, you know, the JCs, they're kind of... They're old school. They're those old school civic organizations, you know, like the Lions of the Rotarians and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just another one of those kind of groups.
Nice.
You know, so check them out. The JCs alumni of Kent County, they're getting together to, you know, hey, make the place look even better. What do you have?
Well, speaking about making places look better, the Rhode Island Historical Cemetery Commission, which is a statewide organization, are looking for volunteers to rake, prune, and perform general maintenance. I guess everywhere in the state needs a little bit of cleaning up, and of course we want to be pay respects while we're doing this as well. So to find a cemetery near you, of course you can head over to our website for the contact information there.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit their website. Or just dial 211 and you'll get connected to the help that you need. All right, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrodypodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and if you go to any of these events, especially if you're going to the Big E, guys, I'm going to want to see it. So use that hashtag, Wicked Roadie. Maybe you go to the Rhode Island building. Is that what you called it?
The Connecticut building, the Avenue of States, but yes.
Yes.
Go to all the
Avenue of States. Check them all out. swinging by Connecticut to get that hot lobster roll, head on over to the Roadie Place and tag Wicked Roadie.
Absolutely. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Yeah, we will. So be there.